Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Ayin Hey, Menachas 75b, pagination is 150, starting at the second line. The Mishnah on Amud Aleph told us that there's a concept of petisa, that after the mincha is made, it's broken into pieces, after which the kmitza is done. And the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph told us that it's based on a pasuk, pasos osa pitim, a pasuk in Vayikra Beis Vav, that you should break the mincha into pieces. And our Mishnah will explain how that's done, and we'll also have a ramification regarding practical halacha of something like matzah brei. If you take something that's made and then you break it into pieces, will it at some point lose the original prestigious bracha of Hamotzi or not? The Mishnah states, Minchas Yisrael, the regular mincha, that of a Yisrael, kofel echad l'shnayim, l'shnayim l'arba'a, you bend it over. It's a flat, cake-like substance, and you fold it over once, and then you fold it over again, umavdil, and you break it at the seams, and now you have four different pieces. Minchas kohanim, if it's the mincha of the kohanim, that's all going la'ishim onto the fire. Kofel echad l'shnayim ishnayim la'arba'a, you indeed do the same pasos osapitim, you do the bends, ve'inamavdil, but there's no reason to break it on the perforation once the bend has been done, because there's no need for kmitza, and therefore you don't need them to be truly separated. Minchas Kohen Mashiach Lohaya Mekafla, the mincha of the Kohen Gadol would not be folded in the conventional way, as the Gemara explains, but rather it's only folded once to create two, and not again to create four. Rabbi Shimon Omer Minchas Kohanim Minchas Kohen Mashiach Ein Bohem Petisa. Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no reason for the bending at all, because there's no kmitza going to be done. And if it doesn't have kmitza, there's no reason to bend it. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. You'll remember, interestingly, it's somewhat unrelated, but Rabbi Shimon on Ayin Beis Amid Beis was the opinion that said that when everybody else held there's no reason for a kmitza, Rabbi Shimon was the one who held that the minchas chote of a kohen is going to have a kmitza, even though both parts are brought la'ishem onto the fire. In any case, once again, in a different application, Rabbi Shimon is arguing, v'kulan poses on kezesim, and when you bend it, you bend it leaving a kezayis in each part. There's discussion whether this is only Rabbi Shimon or general, but the pieces would have a kezayis in them. He's not pureeing them. He's not chopping it all up. Okay. The Gemara about midway on the page, petisa, beginning of a line, the concept of bending it over and separating it, Amar Rav Yosef said, Hai chavitza, if you have a dish that's made of pieces of matzah or bread, the bread or matzah is broken up, and some cases it's cooked. That would be the case typically. Some cases it's simply caused to adhere together through other items, honey, eggs, different things can bring it all together. In fact, if something is then fried, this mixture is fried, if it's not deep fried, which we assume is the same as water, halachically, it's been immersed in a liquid, and bishul will indeed change status of an item in many cases. But if you're going to just put it on a little bit of oil so that it doesn't burn, that's considered like a baking process, just adhering everything together, and that would not be cooked. Let's consider haichavitza. If you have this mixed item of bread and other things, and it's cooked, the isbel pirurin kezayis, if it has pieces of kezayis, mevarchem alei hamotzi lechem min haaretz, then you're going to recite the hamotzi. Iles bapirurin kezayis, if it doesn't have pieces that are a kezayis, mevarchem alav borei minei mizonos, then you would be reciting a borei minei mizonos. It loses the status of bread, even though an ingredient within it is bread, but it's been downgraded to a mizonos. So this is a fundamental principle that if you are going to take chavitza, a mixture which has bread as an ingredient, if you break the bread into pieces that are less than a kezayis definitively, and you boil it, then this mixture is going to be a mizonos. But if it would still have pieces that are a kezayis, then it could be it's retaining its status as hamotzi. So if you have knedlach, for example, which are made up of pieces of matzah, but the pieces of matzah are in the form of matzah meal, they're so clearly not a kezayis anymore, then indeed it's immersed in water, it boils, kli rishon, an original vessel, so it's halachic boiling, it's going to be a mizonos. And indeed, that's how the Mishneh Berurah codifies knedlach in Simen Kuf Samach Ches of Or HaChaim, Sif Katan Nuntes. Other considerations would, of course, be what happens if it wasn't boiled. Another factor, if you look at the bottom of the page, three lines up, Mayhava Allah, what is indeed the ruling in such cases, like we had by the mincha, that it was then broken up, or our other types of cases of chavitza, etc. Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Pirun She'en Bohem Kezayis. Rav Sheshes says, even if it doesn't have a kezayis in the pieces, Amar Rava, Rava says, V'udi'ika Torisa Denahama Alayu, provided that it still looks like bread, it has the appearance of bread. But if it doesn't have an appearance of bread, Ein Bohem Kezayis is not going to be strong enough. And indeed, these different levels and discussions are brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Samach Ches, Sif Yud, where we have all kinds of considerations regarding if it's been cooked together, it has other ingredients holding it together, but was it cooked, and does it have a kezayis, and does it have the appearance of bread? An interesting case is going to be matzah brei. Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, note 47, addresses this in the name of the Chazon Ish and says that it's going to be hamotzi and birchas hamazon because it has the appearance of bread, even though it's got other additives, eggs, for example. It's going to retain its hamotzi status, according to the Chazon Ish, even though the pieces are less than a kezayis, because it has not been boiled. There are dissenting opinions who hold that matzah brei ought to be a mizonos, and without getting into the machlokas in its detail, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach does give a suggestion. And this, even if we don't practice it, is important to understand. Reb Shlomo Zalman suggested that the matzah be boiled in a kli rishon before it's squeezed out and used for matzah brei. In other words, typical directions to make matzah brei involve softening the matzah in water, squeezing out the water, and then having it absorb the egg and making the matzah brei in a frying pan with just a little bit of oil. So there's not enough oil there to call it boiled. So that's not downgrading it to a mizonos. According to the Chazon Ish, it retains hamotzi status. But if there are those who are concerned, maybe it's mizonos, and want to make it a definitive mizonos so that they know the bracha without any question, he says there is a way to do that if you would break the pieces into less than a kazayis pieces, and you would boil it in a kli rishon, of course, so it's halachically boiled, then you would indeed have a situation where the bracha on such matzah brai, being that the matzah has been boiled and it's less than a kazayis, has been downgraded indeed to a mizonos. Again, it's not clear that you have to follow this solution, not clear that you have to follow the dissenting opinion. One could go ahead and follow the Chazon Ish and assume that the matzah brai, being that it's not boiled, is indeed a hamotzi. Some people will eat matzah brai together in a meal. They'll eat a piece of bread or matzah beforehand and then eat the matzah brai as part of the meal. All kinds of solutions. But fundamentally, it could very well be that you could simply rely that it's hamotzi because it has not been boiled. This is based on the words of the Mechaber. Im eino mevushal, if it's not cooked, ela shehu mechubar, ayide dvash or marak, just some other liquid like honey or a sauce, something was used to put it all together. In the case of matzah brai, it's the eggs. Then ein bohem kezayis, if it doesn't have a kezayis in the pieces, im yesh bohem toar lechem, but has the appearance of a bread-like product, it is hamotzi and berchas hamazon. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.